Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Cattle producers, Week in the Rockies coming from Superior Video Livestock Auction July 11th through the 15th. It'll be broadcast live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Originates out of Steamboat Springs, Colorado. 261,000 head of cattle to be offered, 36,000 yearling steers, 24,000 yearling heifers, 58,000 weaned calves, and 138,000 calves on cows. Monday through Friday, the sales will be happening. For more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. SuperiorLivestock.com.
Here's your chance to have some fun and support a good cause. American Farmers and Ranchers LEAD program is sponsoring a golf tournament to support State Question 777, Oklahoma's Right to Farm, on July 11. The event will be at the Greens Country Club, one of Oklahoma City's top private golf venues. For more information, go to AFR's website, IAFR.com, or check us out on Facebook. July 11th, Greens Country Club, Oklahoma City.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open on a mixed basis today, tied to a combination of spillover selling on one hand and pre-cash short covering on the other. Similarly, hog futures should also begin with uneven price action, thanks to both follow-through selling and profit-taking. Now, look for a few more bids on the cattle trading table today, probably around 119 to 120 in the south, 190 to 192 in the north. Yet, if asking prices hold firm in the south, significant trade volume could be delayed until sometime tomorrow. Live and feeder futures seem staged for a mixed opening thanks to residual selling interest and pre-cash short covering. Now, the hog buyers should resume work today as board discounts deepen. Finishing floor managers see more and more incentive to push numbers out the door as soon as possible. Now, positively, the combination of such aggressive marketing and hot summer temperatures should continue to pull live and dressed weights lower. On the grain, soybean futures closed lower for the second day, but late buying erased much of the earlier double-digit losses yesterday, while corn finished lower but above the contract lows. The losses follows USDA's late Tuesday reporting both crops in most good to excellent condition and weather forecasts that show more rain this week for the Midwest crop areas. Wheat futures closed lower yesterday after USDA showed harvest at 58% done and the crop's condition unchanged at 62% good to excellent. Rain is slowing the winter wheat harvest where big yields have been reported. More showers may develop the next few days in the Central Plains harvest areas. The corn futures settled lower but above the contract low set earlier in the day yesterday. Beneficial rain during pollination and a 75% good to excellent crop rating are pushing out the market's longs. The losses in soybeans were trimmed yesterday going into the close, but contracts still finished lower as the good crop conditions and mild summer weather weighed. The 6 to 10 day forecast shows hot but wet conditions for the Midwest. We'll have a check on the futures right after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Well, at the close, live cattle for August was down 85 at 112.80. October down 90 at 113.10. Feeder cattle at the close, August up 50 cents, 144.57. September up 35 at 143.70. The August hogs at the close down 262 at 80.62. And October down 225 at 69.90. At the close, Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 1 3/4 at 414 3/4. December was down 2 1/4 at 438 3/4. Chicago wheat, September was down 5 cents at 428 1/2. December was down 5 1/2 at 448. September corn was down 9 1/4 at 341 1/2. December was down 9 3/4 at 348 1/4. August soybeans down 8 1/2 at 1101 1/2. And September down 6 3/4, 1084 3/4. On the cotton futures, July unchanged, 63.78. October down 17, make that up 17 now, 65.53. December unchanged at 65.30. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.